There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome in, everybody, to Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan sitting with you in studio here at the VSiN Studio, South Point Casino. And Mr. Jeff Motley, you are at, I would say, parts undisclosed, but I'll be seeing you tomorrow in parts undisclosed.
Yeah, up here in Sonoma Raceway. Looking forward to this weekend. Looking forward to having you up here. We're recording this on Wednesday a little early. You're getting inducted into the West Coast Stock Car.
Yes, I am, and I appreciate that, Mr. Motley. A couple technical glitches right off the bat, but he'll get that fixed up. He is in Sonoma, so really, really kind of cool deal. I appreciate it, and I'm not going to sit here and talk about it on the show a lot. It was fun. I'm getting inducted into the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame. So that was that's very special. And I will see Mr. Motley. Even though, how about this? Jeff Motley says he's not going to stay for the whole dinner. He's not going to stay to watch. He's not going to stay to be there for me. I mean, come on. How wrong is that? Your buddy's getting in. You're not even going to be there. He's going to he's going to do the drive-by and ride off in the sunset. We got Jeff back. Is he back with us? Nope. Okay. So what we got is last week, of course, we were breaking down the inaugural race at Worldwide Technologies Raceway out in St. Louis, Missouri, which I've had a lot of experience at, had a lot of fun. For those that got to watch, a great entertaining race. I don't know how many of you guys got to watch it, but if you had a betting ticket in your hand, it was an up and down day. Kyle Busch, I, of course, in our little betting show, had Kyle Busch for a great finish and missed that one by one, and that just crushed me on that one. But a lot of good stuff was happening last week at the track. Great crowd. Let's start off with the stuff that don't matter to the bettors. One, great crowd. Sold out, campers everywhere. I heard from some people that were there that said that Worldwide Technology Center did a great job. Not that this has anything to do with gambling, but just great job. They concession stands were good. Traffic in and out was good. All that stuff was great. Crowd looked great. And the racing, though, the product on the track, this new car really did a nice job with that. And it sounds like we got my good buddy Mr. Motley back from his difficulties. And Jeff, I know you and I were texting back and forth. It was a really, really good show for the fans at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
It was a terrific race, you know. I mean, everything from start to finish. I mean, it was competitive racing. We had a lot of different leaders. We saw just a lot of passing, and we saw a great finish, a really exciting finish. You know, hats off to Curtis Francois and our old buddy Chris Blair for the job that they did putting that on. I think NASCAR is going to be in the St. Louis area for a long time.
Well, what I liked was there was a couple times, remember I talked about downshift, they'd be downshifting twice, and they were. You could see them going to turn one, you could see the flames come out twice, people shifting in different spots. But for such a short track, there was quite a few runs, and not just restarts, quite a few opportunities that you'd see a guy lose his momentum off of four, and they would fan out three, four. I even saw almost a five wide one time coming down the front straightaway. So heck of a job of the race car drivers putting on a show for the fans, and it was a good race. I mean, I don't know what more you want. I did the morning drive with Pete Pistone this week, and you know you had all the Ross Chastain action. We can leave most of that alone unless you were a better. But him and Denny Hamlin put on some fireworks there, and Ross and Chase Elliott and Ross and like five other people all put on a show. But
he's coming in a Brinks truck to Sonoma this.
Yeah, he's coming in with security guards is what he's doing this week. But, I mean, put on a heck of a race. So that was the good news. The better news was, for the betters, you and I have talked all season long. I don't know if we're going to get to that 16-17 race win number now that we got another two-time winner. But how about another great, massive, double-digit winner? Joey Logano wins the race 16-1. That was a great return for Joey Logano. And got to remember, all these new tracks, Joey and Kyle Busch both are two that lead the way when we go to places like that. First and second, of course, for those two. Top three was a plus 450, which is a good return there. He was a group C at 280 and the top four at 350. So great job for the bettors if you put a little money on Joey Logano this week.
Absolutely. I think it kind of came out of nowhere, but you mentioned the fact that we have these new tracks. You know, Joey won the first dirt race at Bristol, and now he wins this first race, and he won, and it was an exhibition, but he also won the first race ever at the L.A. Coliseum. So Joey, he knows how to adapt very quickly to these racetracks, and, you know, it's like every now and then we're ready to kick some dirt in on the Penske cars, and now we turn around and we get an all-star win from Blaney, we get a win at Gateway from Logano. You know, we were doing that to the Toyotas early in the year. And now we start doing it to the Penske cars. You know, they're all kind of getting good here as we head into this stretch run for the playoffs.
Well, it's funny. Remember we talked about it last week, how I kept comparing St. Louis to Phoenix. And if you look, Ford had great days at Phoenix when they ran there earlier this season. They had a great day here at this race. I think Ford has put a lot of eggs in the basket of, hey, when we come back to Phoenix for that championship round, they want to be the guy that's there. The problem they got to do is they got to get to that final round. That's what they need to be a little more consistent with. If we go to the top 10, though, another fantastic top 10. We did not get, Jeff, we just missed the double-digit top 10 or top three guy. But you got Kyle Busch at a plus 200. You got Kurt Busch, Brothers Busch, at plus 850. But once again, look at some of these names. Ryan Blaney in the Penske Ford, Eric Almirola in the Stuart Haas Ford. You got Ross Chastain still managed to keep his way there. Eric Jones in the Gallagher Penny Motorsports deal. The Dinger didn't even get practice, coming all the way from Portland, getting a top 10. And what's not shown on that is Austin Cindric, who finished 11th, won the first stage, led a bunch of laps, really did well. Chase Briscoe, you know, had the pole, led a bunch of laps. Ford looked really strong this week at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
There's no question, and I think you just mentioned it there, seeing three of the top five being Fords. The first finishing Chevrolet, Eric Jones. I mean, Eric Jones, the first Chevy, one of only three there on the board. And you mentioned A.J. Allmendinger. I just want to just give him a shout out. I mean, he had to start last at the Xfinity race in Portland, comes back, he crashes early in the race, goes a lap down to Ty Gibbs, comes back, wins Xfinity race in Portland. Then he comes to Gateway, a track he hasn't raced on that much in a long time, starts dead last and gets a top 10. Just hats off to him. And he's going to be coming up to Sonoma this weekend at the road course. And I think he's going to be a tough guy to beat.
He's got some momentum, man. I tell you what. And he had an abysmal day, abysmal day for the guy that won the race at Portland. I mean, went off the track twice, led all these times. He just was not happy, and he ended up with a phenomenal day there. So, I mean, way to go, AJ. But like I said, you know, Austin Cindric was led one stage one and still came home to an 11th place finish. That was good for them. You mentioned Eric Jones. Let's get to our top, the prop results of our team results. And you look at those, some great numbers there. You had Joey Logano, your top four at plus 350. Kyle Busch was one of the favorites, plus 225. But there you go. Eric Jones, top Chevy, 18-1. Mr. Motley, I don't believe neither you nor I talked about Eric Jones being the top Chevrolet.
Yeah, in fact, I'm not even sure we talked about Erik Jones for anything last week. So hats off to him. And, you know, he's been pretty consistent the last few weeks. I mean, typically when he's had a poor finish, it's because he's blown a tire or been a victim of somebody else's mistake. But when he's been able to finish, Eric's been running pretty strong. In fact, I don't think this is the first time in the last 5 or 6 weeks that he's been the top Chevy.
And there's one thing I want to point out. If we go back to that top 10 graphic, if you look at the top 10, there's one thing, Mr. Motley, that is noticeably missing from that top 10. You talked about Erik Jones, top Chevy. You got a Ross Chastain Chevy in there. But you notice what is missing from this top 10? Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah,
top finishing Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle Larson, 12th place. Alex Bowman, 13th place. William Byron, 19th place. And Chase Elliott, 21st place, and not even a lot of stage. Chase Elliott got ninth in one stage, and that's it. Kyle Larson got fourth in a stage, and that's it. Not a fantastic day for the Hendrick Motorsports juggernaut.
No, not at all. They seem to be a little bit out to lunch on this race. You're right. Chase Elliott was a little bit of a victim of one of the Ross Chastain punts, I guess. But you're right. The Hendrick cars were just out to lunch.
So, after that, we got our standings, and we talked about how we've been talking possibly getting all the way to the 16-17 winners. It's still a possibility, but it definitely that win helped narrow that out. If you look here, Ross Chastain, your point leader at your championship standings leader, second in points for the regular season, but doing a heck of a job. 2 wins, 9 top 10s. You look at the guys that are still fighting for that win: Blaney, Truex, Seibel, Tyler Reddick, Kevin Harvick. Now outside the cutoff line, even for Kevin Harvick. This is going to be a tight battle come down the stretch for these playoffs. Not a ton of races left for that.
No, you're exactly right. And I think seeing Kevin Harvick drop below that line is a little shocking. I mean, I think it was shocking. He went all last year and he's gone all this year without getting a win. But to see him now dropping below the top 16, that one might be the biggest surprise of all to me. Erik Jones is coming on strong. I mean, he's running really well. And you know, he's not, 26 points there behind Tyler Reddick and a few more behind Eric Almirola. So all those guys should be nervous. And I think we also know there's some guys that we're not even seeing on this list who we know are capable of winning races this year, too. I mean, Daniel Suarez, Bubba Wallace, those guys could win at any time.
Nope. I think we could still possibly get to 15, 16, even 17, but it's going to be a much longer shot now that Joey Logano has joined the 2-win club. Let's talk about what's upcoming here, because we got this schedule, man. I'll tell you what, this every week we talk about how great this schedule is, don't we? You know, this week, of course, you're at the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, where you are. Then we go to the Nashville Super Speedway out in Tennessee. That's another great racetrack that's different. Then back to a road course, Road America, my favorite in the country. Then to that newly repaved Atlanta, which is the Super Speedway, mile and a half. Then off to the super flat, super always difficult Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire at Loudoun. Jeff, a lot of variety in the schedule, man. This is a ton of fun as a fan.
Yeah, I love this variety. You know, now we got a couple of road courses coming up. It's going to be fun. Nashville's exciting because it's still a relatively new track. And since they changed Atlanta, that place is amazing. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, when we come back on Gone Racing, we're going to start getting into our odds. We're doing the show earlier this week, so we don't have all of our best that we normally have. But we're going to do our best with you today, show you what we like. We'll get into more of that when we return on Gone Racing. See you in a minute, gang.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back in, everybody. Gone Race in the VSiN studio is where I am, and Mr. Motley is out in the lovely wine country of Sonoma at the racetrack, and we are now starting to talk everything that is the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma. And Mr. Motley, there are some people that are feeling fine in wine country.
There are.
When you look at the guys, I mean, of course, we've talked about in recent memory, of course, Chase Elliott, absolutely been on fire on road courses. But when you talk long term, Martin Truex Jr., of course, 3 wins in 15 races there, have been on fire. But what I like is we talk about him every week right now. Kevin Harvick, 50% top 10, 20 races, 10 top 10s. Can we finally see Kevin Harvick do something here and get off of the can we get him off the schneid? We lost some technical glitches again, guys, so don't worry about it. But what we got is, if you look at these, you got Jeff Motley, you got Martin Truex Jr. with 3 wins in 15 races. That's pretty stout. Ryan Blaney, though, one that you don't think about when you think of road course racing. He's only got 5 races at Sonoma, and he's got 3 top 10s in those 5 races. So that's pretty darn impressive there. Even Eric Jones, only 4 races, 2 top 10s. So a lot of guys have a lot of good stuff. Even Kurt Busch, 11 top 10s in 20 races. So, Motley, that there's a lot of people there that have some good runs that we don't necessarily expect or realize they have that good of stats here.
No, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, think about this. 5 or 6 years ago, we really didn't think of Martin Truex Jr. as a road course guy. You know, and now Martin Truex Jr., he's got more wins than anybody here at Sonoma. You talked about Kyle Busch. Kyle Larson is a defending champion of the race. He won the last one here. So there's some guys out here who could certainly pull it off. And you talked about some of the guys that have never won. You know, Chase Elliott, also one of the guys that's never won here, looking at that list. So this could be pretty wide open. And keep in mind, it's only the second race on that for this new next-gen car on a road course. We've only had COTA, so that's going to be a little bit of an unknown as well.
Well, and listen, this car is fantastic on road courses, so that's the amazing part. Let's get into the odds to win this race, though, because there's a lot of fun numbers here. Not just these guys that were feeling fine, but some guys that we know that normally we don't talk about. They're going to be really good this week. We got Chase Elliott is your favorite at plus 550. Kyle Larson at plus 650. Martin Truex Jr., 900. Only three guys single digits, so a good shot of a double-digit guy. Kyle Busch, 10-1. Ross Chastain, A.J. Allmendinger at 12. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Chase Briscoe, and Austin Cindric, all right there at 14-1. Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano at 18. Kurt Busch, 20. Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, 25s. William Byron and Kevin Harvick at 30. Eric Jones, 40. And Michael McDowell, 100-1. On this first page, Motley, a lot of things that stick out. Michael McDowell, heck of a road racer. And, you know, 100-1 on a front page. So it's a big gap from the guys they think that are good to even a Michael McDowell, who is a great road racer. But, man, Chase Briscoe, who's a super accomplished road racer, sitting there at 14-1. Austin Cindric, the same thing there. You look at the Dinger, 12-1. What he's been able to do lately, 12-1 is a great number on some guys here at Sonoma.
And the only guy who's won a road course race in the next-gen car is also sitting there at 12-1, and Ross Chastain from what he did at COTA. Now, I'm going to throw out five names to you. Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, Ross Chastain, Harrison Burton, and Alex Bowman. You know what all five of those guys have in common this weekend?
I'm betting they're all racing something.
They're going to race the truck race.
There you go.
And I'm hearing there could be a sixth Cup driver entered in the truck race as well. That entry hasn't been announced yet. So I think that's going to help these guys. I think especially if you're Kyle Busch. I mean, he knows Sonoma so well, but you're going to give him a full day of truck racing. Boy, that could be a big factor.
Well, and Kyle Busch, you know, I look back at stats in the last 10 overall road races, not as great as he has been at Sonoma. In his last 10, 6 top 10s, 5 top 5s, with a win in the last 10 races Kyle Busch does at Sonoma Raceway. So Kyle Busch, and he's a double-digit guy this week. I mean, man, anytime we could get Kyle Busch that does a double-digit, you know, we always kind of look at that and go, that couldn't be half bad. So that's a good number on him. If we go to the second page, though, and we end up with the rest of our top odds to win, we got Cole Custer is also 100-1 with Eric Almirola. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and the great runs he's been having this year, 300-1. Justin Haley, A.J. Allmendinger's teammate at 300-1. Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, Brad Keselowski, Austin Dillon, all 300-1. Then you got some pretty big long shots here. You got Ty Dillon, Harrison Burton, 500s, Todd Gillen at 1,000. When I look at this, though, Jeff, I kind of go, well, hold on a second. Justin Haley, not a bad little road racer. Austin Dillon, 300-1. I talk about how he's not a great road racer, how he's been doing his career best finishes, but I don't see that. I don't see anybody on this page really being a threat to me wanting to lay even a hey, it's worth it to lay a couple bucks on them this week.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. And you mentioned Austin Dillon. He's probably the only one. You know, he has certainly improved on the road course. And I mentioned the fact he's going to run the truck race. You know, if anybody was going to pull like this major upset out of this group, it would be Austin Dillon. But I don't see it happening here. This road course is a little different than some of the others they race on. This is more of a high-speed road course.
Easier.
Not a Texas road course.
Sorry, I had a frog in my throat.
How many wins do you have here?
Too easy. It's too easy. I don't like racing there.
Ask me that at Laguna Seca.
Give me that one. Sorry, me and Mr. Motley have a bone to pick about the old Sonoma Raceway. But
we haven't even discussed the fact that the race is going to be 20 laps longer because we have the chute and not the carousel
easier
anymore.
Oh, sorry. I need to get some water on stage here.
The fans are going to love it because, again, you've got to go through turn 11 20 more times. It's going to be a 110-lap race. Turn 11 here is Calamity Corner. I mean, it's one of the more interesting turns that they race in all of NASCAR.
I wouldn't go that far, but it is the one that does cause the most issues there. And they've put back the short chute, which we had for all these years, that they made a 40-acre field on the outside of and made it real easy to turn. So they made it a little bit easier for some of these guys that, you know, whine and cry and can't drive a road course. Let's get into our head-to-heads this week, Mr. Motley, since we don't have – so we talked about it at the beginning of the show. We're doing this a day earlier than normal. Me and Motley are both going to be in Sonoma tomorrow, so we didn't have the opportunity to do this on a Thursday. We're doing it Wednesday. Some days a little difficult to get some odds, folks. So we're
Do I have to call you Hall of Famer next week when we start doing the show once you get inducted? Is that going to be Hall of Famer Brendan Gaughan?
That's okay. I was already in one before, so you didn't do it then. You don't need to do it now. Thank you, though. Yeah, I appreciate it.
But your dad beat you into it. Remember? Yes. He reminded you.
Listen, there ain't a Hall of Fame I'm going to get into that my dad hasn't already beat me into it if I make into any of them. So let's just start with that.
He lets you know about it every opportunity he gets.
Trust me, he does. In the head-to-head matchups this week, Motley, we do have a lot of the 110-110s. I get it. But there is some numbers here that are fun to look at. Right now, of course, a Kyle Larson don't line gets you up against Martin Truex Jr., gets you up against Kyle Busch, gets you up against Ross Chastain. Not too bad. The one I like right now, right off the bat, though, I look at the bottom left corner if you're watching on the VSiN podcast or streaming it any way that you guys get it. A.J. Allmendinger, +105 to Ross Chastain's -125. Of course, that great battle at COTA between those two was eventually won by Ross Chastain. But I do like in the rubber match, so to speak, they're 1-0 right now. I do like Allmendinger at +105 head-to-head versus Ross Chastain.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. That one really kind of jumps out at me as well. You know, this is a home track for A.J. Allmendinger. He grew up down in Los Gatos, which is near San Jose, just on the other end of the bay from here. And he puts a lot of emphasis when he does come here and run. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe there's an Xfinity race this weekend, so he's not going to have to worry about doing any backing and forthing and flying or anything like that. So he's pretty much coming in here all dedicated to the Cup race the whole weekend, and I think that's going to serve him well.
Now, the only thing I look back at is, you know, we talk about we're arguing about the style of track this is, right? A.J. Allmendinger, this is not a road course that's normally great for him, and I would say that because it's not a road course that demands a lot of super technical road course racing. So I look back at his history, a lot of bad races with JTG, 37th place finish, 37th place finish, 35th place finish, 38th place finish. A lot of very poor races here for AJ. I just don't see that happening though. And if you did a do line, I could double down on AJ. I could do a +105 for AJ against Ross. I'd do a +105 for AJ against Kyle. And I could double down on that and get me some AJ Allmendinger love and win a couple of units right there.
Yeah. And I think if you told me that AJ was finishing 18th, 20th, 22nd, I'd say, well, maybe that's not such a good track. When you tell me he's finishing 35th, 37th, that tells me he's probably had mechanical issues or something go wrong with the car, because we know A.J. Allmendinger is not going to finish that poorly on any road course with a half-decent car, as long as the car holds together. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him be right in the thickness of this thing when it's over.
There's a few other good ones out there if you look at some of these numbers. I mean, the -110s, you got Chase Briscoe with Denny Hamlin. Man, I really like that Chase Briscoe, even though it's a -110. I mean, Chase, I know Denny's done better on road courses lately, but man, I do like Chase Briscoe there. I mean, I think that's a decent number.
Yeah, I want the Denny Ross Chastain actually.
They missed out an opportunity there. They should have done that one. There should have been a Denny Ross Chastain prop this week. That would have been... You could have got a lot of action on it.
No, there's no question you could have gotten a lot of action on it. I think that would have been a lot of fun.
All right, guys. We come back on Gone Racing. We're going to get into Motley and I's favorite, of course, which is our group matchups when we return. See you in a sec. Want to rewatch any part of today's show, or any past show for that matter, check out the Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now at vsin.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to go head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup race. The Gone Racing podcast is free and available now at vsin.com/podcast. And while you're there, catch up on all your favorite VSiN shows every week. All right, guys, Brendan Gaughan back here with you in the VSiN studio at South Point. Mr. Jeff Motley at the beautiful Sonoma Sears Point Infinity. What is it called now?
It's Sonoma Raceway.
It's back to Sonoma. Back to Sonoma.
By the way, I'm laughing. I like, you know, we have the greatest guys in the world behind the screen, but Guagan is your first name now, so I can see you on the screen now.
There you are. Hi. So,
I give Isaiah a hard time because we love him. So,
yeah, we got Isaiah back this week. He's been pulled out of the basement. You know, he started winning too much, so we fired him a few years ago, and now he's back behind the counter, seeing if he can't redeem himself up here. So we'll see. I don't know. See if he does better than Wyatt. Right now, shaking his head. We are talking right now, everything at Sonoma right now, where Mr. Motley is, and we've done all of our head-to-head matchups and our those to win. We don't have any top threes this week, guys, which is one of our favorites. We also don't have any props yet this week, so we're going to have to go with the groups and the wins this week. And so we'll start off right there with a of course, the Superbook from Westgate. Thank you guys for getting this out early for us. That makes me and Mr. Motley's job real easy. And we'll start off with a Group A matchup for us. And Group A starts off with Kyle Larson as your favorite, Martin Truex Jr. at +255, Martin Truex Jr. 275, Kyle Busch 275, Ross Chastain at +280. And once again, I think they missed out. They could have put a Denny Hamlin in this group, could have had a Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin head-to-head, which could be fun, but it is not there. So for me, you look at this. This is the heavy hitters, right? You got Kyle Larson, who, of course, lately on road courses, when you look, he has been absolutely him and Chase, of course, have been just mind-blowingly good. But there's part of me that still says Martin Truex Jr., the old guard that was running so well, Chase Elliott, you know, is not in this group. So I got Ross. I don't think, even though Ross won COTA, I like Kyle Busch right now. There's something to me that says Kyle Busch. He's got 6 top 10s in the last 10 races at this track. I really do like Kyle Busch. What do you say, Motley?
Well, you know, I like Kyle Busch in this group. I do think that if I'm picking groups to bet, this might be the one I stay away from, because this is one of those groups where you can make a case for everybody, you can make a case against everybody. And you pointed out the fact that Chase Elliott is not even listed in this group, which is a little surprising to me. I do like Kyle Busch here, but I don't think I'd bet it.
Foreshadowing, Chase Elliott is not listed in any group this week, so that they've removed him off that one, which, you know, sure, okay. I mean, he's been the best lately, but Kyle Larson has been right there with him. I don't know. I kind of like Kyle Busch, just something in me says Kyle Busch, but I agree with you. You can make a case for all of them. They've all been spectacular. Let's jump into Group B. You got A.J. Allmendinger, a favorite in Group B at +245. Ryan Blaney, 280, Denny Hamlin, 280, and Christopher Bell, 280. You got Christopher Bell, who won at the Daytona Road Course. You've got Ryan Blaney, who I just said, amazingly enough, has some decent stats. We showed that at the Fine and Wine Country that we weren't expecting. I just find it hard to go against A.J. Allmendinger in this matchup. I mean, he's pretty darn stout, even at 240.
No, I'm 100% with you, Brendan. A.J. Allmendinger, to me, is clearly the guy, I think, here. And I think Christopher Bell gets in Group B all off of that one win at Daytona on the road course. I think he's probably a little bit overrated for his road course racing. Now, don't get me wrong. Christopher Bell's been solid over the last several weeks, and Christopher Bell's a solid racer. But I'm kind of with you. Now, Blaney, road course, Blaney, okay. I know he's had some good runs. He got that win at Charlotte when Jimmy Johnson and Truex took each other out. Denny's run well here at Sonoma, but I still like Allmendinger. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I look back just road course racing right now. Christopher Bell, of course, we talked about the one win where he came out of nowhere at the Daytona road course that we were so surprised with. Second place at Road Americas, third place at COTA this year. What I see is road courses that are very technical. Daytona, Road America, COTA are ones that C. Bell has done great at. When you look at this sort of stuff, he hasn't been as great at those places. So I think that I like AJ in this one, even though he's +245, not that big a spread to the 280. I'm not losing a whole lot, and I take the favorite, and I'm pretty happy in Group B. Let's jump into Group C. Group C, there's a lot of stuff I do like on this one. Group C has Austin Cindric, your favorite, at 255, Chase Briscoe at 275, Joey Logano, 275, and Tyler Reddick at 280. How about Joey Logano? Last 10 road course races, second best point getter with an average finish of 12.9, but 6 top 10s in road courses, not here at Sonoma, road racing. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all, but I tell you right now, I think there's a reason Austin Cindric is the favorite here. You know, he won 12 races when he was in the Xfinity Series, 5 of them came on road courses. And I think Austin Cindric is an incredibly well-accomplished road course racer. You know, he kind of grew up racing those sports cars and everything when he was younger. I love Cindric here a lot.
And Chase Briscoe also has a lot of chops in road racing. I mean, he came from another varied background with a lot of stuff. So I agree. I kind of look at Austin Cindric and Chase Briscoe, circle them right off the start and say I like both of them. But that Joey Logano stat haunts me there. I mean, Joey Logano actually been, even if I look at just Sonoma, he's the second best point getter in the last 10 races at Sonoma with an average finish of 10.9. So Logano's not terrible here either.
No, he's not at all. And it's interesting. Tyler Reddick is the one on this one, and we've loved Tyler Reddick all year, that I kind of removed from it. Chase Briscoe last year won the ARCA race here at Sonoma, so he obviously, you know, has got to win here, even if it's in the ARCA series. So I think any of those three guys are capable. I just think there's a reason Cindric is the favorite, and I just lean Cindric a little bit over the other two.
No, I'm right there with you. I do agree with that. It's, even though I can make an argument for Briscoe, I do think Cindric is going to be, especially coming off a decent finish last weekend, he's kind of riding some momentum. Let's go into Group D. We got Daniel Suarez at 260, co-favorite with Kurt Busch at 260, Alex Bowman 280, and William Byron 285. Motley, you ready for a stat? Who is the best point getter in the last 10 races at Sonoma Raceway with the highest average finish?
I would say it must be Kurt Busch.
Kurt Busch, 6.4, 8 top 10s, 4 top 5s, and a win in the last 10 races. Now, the win was 2011, a long time ago. But even if you go after that, you've got 3rd, 4th, 2nd, 7th, 6th, 6th. Kurt Busch, our sneaky little Kurt Busch right there, is fantastic at this racetrack.
He is tremendous. And, you know, he really launched his career here by winning a Southwest Tour race way back in, like, I don't know, was it 1998 or 1999? That's where he got recognized by Jack Roush. He raced Legends cars up here, ran the Tour every year, Winston West up here at Sonoma. He's been strong in the Cup car. I mean, he loves this place. His success here is, you just kind of documented it right there. I look at those other guys, you know, Suarez has been a pretty good road racer.
Bowman, he said that all last year, and it crushed me.
Yeah, Bowman had a good run, I believe, at COTA. Byron, I don't really, doesn't jump out at me as a road course guy. I really, really like Kurt Busch here, much like I, even more so than I liked Austin Cindric in the last group. I like Kurt Busch in Group D.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can give you some Alex Bowman stats in last 10 races overall. Has 6 top 10s in 10 road course races, but at Sonoma, neither him nor Byron are very good. You scratch them out. I touted the Daniel Suarez. I beat that horn last year repeatedly at this road racing, and every road race he absolutely crushed me. So I'm off that bandwagon. I am on the Kurt Busch. Let's Kurt Busch cash us another ticket, which he's done well at the last couple of years. I got Kurt Busch in Group D. He's one of my favorites of the whole thing. Let's get into Group E, and Group E is Justin Haley is your favorite at 235, Cole Custer 270, Austin Dillon 290, and Michael McDougal at 295. McDowell, a long shot here, and McDowell is very good. We've documented a very good road racer. But you know what? I've talked about that Austin Dillon. Austin has really come a long way, Motley. I like Austin Dillon. I don't know why Justin Haley would be the favorite at 245. I'm trying to find some stats to back that up.
Brendan, this is really killing me, but man, you and I just keep agreeing on these groups here today. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I'm with you on Austin Dillon. I mentioned earlier the fact that he's going to run in the truck race. I think that's going to be a huge boost because that gets him on the track Friday for a one-hour practice. He gets qualifying on Saturday. He gets the race on Saturday. And I think the fact he's run better on road courses, I'm really, really feeling Austin Dillon on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking up Justin Haley stats. Nothing's sticking out. Average finishes of 26, 27. Cole Custer, the same thing. Cole, great, you know, very, very good on the ovals, not great on road courses. So I really do like Austin Dillon right there. I think Michael McDowell is probably a better road racer, but Austin Dillon, the team, the pit crew, the strategy calls, all that, I think that goes a long way into Austin Dillon's favor. I really do like Austin Dillon Group E. And we are agreeing on a lot of groups here, Jeff. So, I mean, it could be interesting. I mean, I like Austin and Group E. I really do.
Yeah. I think it's head-to-head between Dillon and McDowell, and I'm just leaning Dillon.
All right, guys, when we come back, we'll give you Group F. We'll give you how we did last weekend, and we'll give you our picks for this week at Sonoma at the Toyota Save Mart 350.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And welcome back in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan hanging out in the VEASAN studio. Motley is out there in Sonoma, and we're talking the group matchups at at Sonoma for the Toyota Save Mart 350. It's big right in front of my face. I should have been able to see that the first time. And we're on our last group, which has always been one of our affectionately favorite groups. And we used to call it the Chris Buescher group. And guess who is back in Group F for us this week? But old Chris Buescher. He's back there coming off his COVID miss of last week at Sonoma. And so Buescher is your favorite at 240. Brad Keselowski is 245. Eric Almirola is 255. And Bubba Wallace rounds out there at 355. And, you know, Motley, I can't say that any of them are fantastic road racers. Maybe you can make the argument that Brad is the better of all of them there. But Bubba Wallace, 355 at 375. Sorry, it's your longest shot of the whole thing. It's worth it to take a flyer on Bubba in that one. I mean, nobody's great on road courses there.
Well, it is a long shot on Bubba. I don't disagree with you there. I mean, it is worth it. But, you know, I remember one time asking Bubba what his favorite turn was at Sonoma, and he said the one he makes when he leaves the property. So he definitely is one of those guys who does not come into Sonoma with a real positive attitude.
Yeah, and as I can attest to, when you don't come into with a good attitude to a racetrack, you normally don't do very well there, Richmond. You know, looking at the average finishes there, Brad Keselowski absolutely dominates that category. If even though the RFK team has been pretty abysmal this year, I still think that Brad Keselowski and the RFK team will probably be your best bet in that group. Even though 375, I mean, hell, that's a heck of a return. I mean, Bubba's been running decent.
Considering it is a toss-up and it is a lot more return on your investment with Bubba Wallace, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I'm kind of contemplating. I look at it like, well, you know, I mean, it's got a good return. It's the biggest one of the whole weekend. So I don't know. I mean, I could be talked into Bubba Wallace there, Motley. I could throw it out there. I could take it. I could do it.
All right.
All right.
We'll get your pick shortly.
we have no props this week. Let's talk a little of the championship odds. You know, we do this every once in a while. We do a quick check in on the championship odds. And the main thing we love to talk to you guys about, remember, is how to hedge some bets. This is where it comes back to the beginning of the season versus now, what you think's coming at the end. You know, and right now, some of the bigger movers, we actually, you and I, Motley, I think, talked about it the last time we talked championship odds. Joey Logano is continuing to go down, and now that he's got that second win, he's down even further. But he started the season 12-1, down to 850. Ryan Blaney has shrunk down. You know, the only guys that have gone the opposite way, you got Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, who have just slightly gone up as far as from the start of the season. But, man, we've harped on this quite a few times this year. You miss the bandwagon if you miss the Ross Chastain boat. I mean, 70-1 to 650 leading the points. That one's a big one. There's still some numbers, though, pretty good. I mean, Martin Truex Jr., 12-1, that's up from the start of the season. You know, that's not a terrible number. Kurt Busch is still sitting in there with a decent number. Harvick's up to 30-1. If you think Harvick's still going to turn it on, Motley, 30-1, now's the time.
Yeah, now's the time if you're going to take Kevin Harvick. I'm just not feeling it right now.
I didn't say we felt it. I'm just saying, yeah. You know, if you're looking
you're
at
right.
it, it's right.
You're right. It's a good opportunity. And look, Christopher Bell, he's gone from 20-1 to 25-1, and I know he hasn't won, but he seems like he's running top 10 every week. And you know what they say, first start getting top 10s, then get top 5s, then you start winning races. I got to believe Christopher Bell is going to find his way to victory lane maybe once or twice before we get to the playoffs. I just think he's capable of that.
So do I, and I think his odds will go way down. And one that notices to me is, you know, you got Tyler Reddick here at 30-1, down to 19-1. Austin Dillon noticeably absent from a front page of a championship odd here. Austin is still up in that pretty high double digit, much higher than double actually than Tyler Reddick. So I just amusing when you look at this, you got to look at the board. Remember guys, this is how you hedge. This is how you take who you think might make that final round. You can get some good return on them, bet against them. You know, when it comes down to that last race, learn how to play the odds in your favor when you're talking future odds.
Yeah, that's the whole key right there. You know, and that's why we talk about the odds for the beginning of the season, and we try to talk about them at least every 3 weeks. So,
yep, that's why we do it. Got to keep those things in your mind. All right, let's talk about last week. Couple bad beats for a few of us here. I'm just saying. The big winner of the week, though, of course, was the pit crew. They did have a Joey Logano top three, which kudos to them. Joey Logano had a good day. They got themselves a W in there, so we'll take that winning group for them. Motley,
if they had any guts, they'd have picked him to win. They'd have won. They'd had 16-1.
Hey, I mean, listen, they're chipping away at it. They put me back in the trunk, so they'll take that. You got a winner with Kyle Busch as your top Toyota, so nice job on that. You were in the Chastain bandwagon, and he even still almost won those things. Me, Harvick took a hit. He never didn't run there, but he had that bad crash near the end. I really thought Briscoe was going to pay off for me early when he was running as well as he was. Even 11th place finish in Group E, I was like, dang it, who beat him in Group E? You know, I was all bummed out about that. Stenhouse did not show up last week. He had a bad
Stenhouse
day.
Beat you and I 2 weeks in a row, so we're off the Stenhouse.
I'm off the Stenhouse bandwagon. So as we normally do, we always go from worst to first when picking every week, and that put me back in the trunk, Mr. Motley. I am now a minus – I am 2.3 points behind the pit crew. So kind of bummed about that, but I will start off, and I'm torn. I'm torn at that little paltry head-to-head, you know, with A.J. Allmendinger versus Ross Chastain. But it's just so small. So I'm not going to take it. I am going to go into the A.J. Allmendinger 12-1 bandwagon win. I am starting off with an A.J. to win. I'm going for my gusto here. I'm hoping that A.J. can prove me wrong, that this course is technical enough that his abilities will reign supreme. And I'm going to A.J. to win the race. Then I'm going all group matchup from here. I've got Kyle Busch in Group A. I do like Kyle Busch. Just something in the back of my head sitting there saying, I like Kyle. Then I'm going to go into Group C. And Motley, you talked me into Cindric a little more than Briscoe. I kind of had a toss-up on him. I'm going to stick with Cindric on Group B. Then Group D. I'm sorry, that's my only lock of the whole week. I like Kyle Busch at plus 260. Looking at his stats, looking at what he's done here before, I like that. And then I'm going with my buddy AD3. Austin Dillon, Group E. Come on, AD. Keep that string going to those career best finishes. Let's start getting some top tens. So AD is my guy on that one. Those are my five picks. Then I have hot off the presses here, Mr. Motley. You know, Wyatt does a nicer job of making these so you and I can read them. You know, he makes them really big. Wyatt did like just, you know, or he did the regular. So let me hold this about 10 feet away from me, showing my age. They've got a head-to-head against me and Ryan Blaney to win. They're going 14-1, Ryan Blaney to win. Then they're going to jump off onto the Kyle Larson against the, we're going a lot of head-to-head in some groups here. I like this. We're going to have some fun matchups to talk about. Kyle Larson to win Group A. We're going the same group, Austin Cindric in Group C. And then we are going to go head-to-head in Group E with Michael McDowell versus my Austin Dillon. And then they stuck their way around into Group F with Chris Buescher to win Group F. They're going for the mighty Chris Buescher. I like it. Every time we have Chris Buescher in Group F, he's a good choice.
So now it's me, huh?
That's off to our leader in the clubhouse, Mr. Motley, sir.
Well, interestingly, we are all three taking a race winner and then four group winners. So, but we're taking different race winners. I'm going Kyle Busch, 10-1 to win the race. I like the extra practice time he's going to get in the trucks. Then I'm moving over into the groups, and here in a second we'll be apologizing to someone. I am going A.J. Allmendinger in Group B. I love the dinger there. I think that's great. The guy who I will walk over on Saturday and apologize to is Austin Cindric, because anytime all three of us pick the same driver, it is the kiss of death.
No,
we very rarely ever win. I am going Austin Cindric in Group C. So I'm sorry, Austin. We're all going to lose that one probably now. Group D and Group E, I'm with you, Brendan. I'm going Kurt Busch, Group D. I'm going AD3, Austin Dillon in Group E. So you and I are in agreement on three out of our five picks. And poor Austin Cindric. I'm just feeling bad for him right now.
We just gave the kiss of death. We've done that every time. That's like the old, what is it, the Madden curse? The old Madden curse you got on the thing. It's SI Jinx, that one too. Wasn't there one of those too? The Sports Illustrated Jinx, the Madden curse. Now you have the gone racing, you know.
This
weekly
is like the Billy Goat for the Cubs, I think.
All right, well, Mr. Motley, that is our show for this week on the Toyota Save Mart 350. And Jeff, you're sitting at the track. How's everything look? We ready for the weekend?
Yeah, it looks great. It's excited to have the trucks back for the first time in 24 years up here. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the race on Sunday, weather's going to be perfect, 77 degrees, sunny. And you know what? And also looking forward to, and I know people are going to hear this show after this happens, but I'm looking forward to your induction into the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame. It's well-deserved, well-earned, and couldn't happen to a better guy. So congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate it. You're staying for the whole dinner, right?
Only if you're coming to do morning TV with me at 5:45 the next day.
I think, did we just lose Motley again? Did we just lose him on there? All right. Can I have that button? Can I click, get him off the screen, click? All right, guys, that's our show for this week. Really appreciate you. Motley, have a great time. I will see you for a little bit tomorrow. Appreciate y'all joining us. Talk to you. See you next week when we break this race down and talk to you about whatever it is next, because I can't remember already. See you soon, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.